the standpoint of yourself, of your being, you have no past, nor is there a future. Nor is there a present other than your own presence. Just gently focus on your own presence. See if you can notice that from your own standpoint, you are not a knower. You are simply self-evident. Just think, my own self, my own being, is not engaged in activity from its own standpoint. From my own standpoint, there is nothing to be done, nothing to be accomplished, nothing to be gained, nothing to be gotten rid of. Just gently focus on your own presence. Notice I simply am. I am self-evident. I'm not engaged in any activity. I am known because I am self-evident, conscious being. How do I handle difficult situations, difficult people? For me, there are no difficult situations or difficult people. Those situations, as well as positive situations, belong to Maya, Mithya. I am never touched or affected in any way by any situation. Any situation is Maya. Nitya. See if you can notice just the truth of that as your body relaxes. And just the very benign nature of your being. The very self of the body, the very self of the mind. It's a benign nature. The benign nature of you, of your being. It's really in itself, in myself. I am not a knower or a doer. I am free from time. I am whole, complete. Nothing to improve. The self that I am is the self of the mind. So thinking, I don't think. Feeling, I don't feel. Seeing, I don't see. Hearing, I don't hear. Walking, I don't walk. Talking, I don't talk. All of the functions, all of the emotions, all of the relationships exist within Maya. But Maya as me for itself. I am the self, the adhishtana of Maya. I am the self, the adhishtana of my mind, of my emotions, of the ahankara, the I thought, of the body. Myself, free of doership, free of knowership, free of change, free of time, whole and complete, is the adhishtana of all of the dualities I experience within Maya. Subject-object relationships through my body, sense organs, mind. The subject-object dualities, positive and negative, of me, totally free, benign, free of time, the presence of the present. Ever full and complete. Free from fear. Because I am the adhishtana of this creation, which is mithya. And cannot touch me. It can never touch me. It has never touched me. It's a different order of reality. My imagination is a different order of reality. My dream is a different order of reality from my being. This creation is a different order of reality from my being. That it's knowledge. Recognizing me as its very Adhishthana. Me, who has no past and no future. I'm whole and complete. Free. Untouched, asanga. Panitya. Get to experience my infinite self, Yeshua, this infinite projection of my being. Revel in the beauty of it. Participate in the laws of Dharma. Because raga dvesha has become like a bird seed. My inclinations are to do whatever is the Dharma. The moment. recognizing the flow of my life, the product of karma, as Ishwara. Recognizing the product of karma includes this body, mind, sense organs. Get to experience the wonder of Ishwara from the standpoint of the jiva within Ishwara, knowing that this jiva is Ishwara, the part to the whole. Focusing just on your being, on the awareness. This me, yourself that you are, just focusing, bringing your mind back to yourself. Eyelids very gently resting on the lower lids. Relaxed. Body disappearing with relaxation. The contours of the body becoming less noticeable. Thoughts becoming like wispy clouds, not disturbing the blue sky as my mind relaxes. I feel my own presence. To the forefront as my body and mind give way through relaxation. myself becoming more dominant? Is my buddhi and body relax into me? Your body is like a temple. It is a temple filled with the presence of the self.